Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down 6 of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hour number 3, Dirt and Spray here. This unfamiliar voice is Joe Fisher. The other unfamiliar voice is Rashad Taylor.
What up? That's my sexy hey, late night phone voice that we all used to use. Swag, you had one. I know we all did it.
You're listening to 105.1 The Fan, baby.
What's up?
Oh, there it is.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Hello. Yeah.
Whoa.
Just chilling, watching TV. What you up to?
Temperature just kicked up in here.
The temperature just kicked up in the studios, baby, as Jason Swaggart comes in here to give you the sultry tones. Yeah,
the worst part is when he goes, why are you talking like that?
Like what?
Yeah.
What you talking about?
Yeah.
This is my normal voice.
Velvet Storm.
Can I get you a 5th sandwich and a bottle of Cavathier?
Can I let you guys in on a secret? That's like my dream job is Leon Phelps.
Just being the lady.
Seriously. I would kind of tell Dusty all the times, like, if we ever get a 9-11 show, you're looking at your guy right here because I'm going full ladies' man from 10:30.
Welcome to the Love Shack with Rashad Taylor.
Yeah, giving dating advice, all that stuff. Oh, it's coming.
Giving you the sultry tones of the Isley Brothers coming up next. But first, my take on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, there you go. Do it real smooth.
How about that? Like a mix of some sort of like jazz soul music, but with scalding hot sports takes.
Or anything hotter than these sultry tones on my takes, baby.
It's Trevor Lawrence right now, baby. 4 games in a row.
Think we need to do it. You need to carve out your own lane there. With
I think
that.
There's space for it. It's radio. We can do anything we want, almost.
Can I get you a 5th sandwich?
Almost.
Almost, right?
Oh, God. We should do a ranking of top SNL movies, like skits that were turned into movies.
Oh, that's a good one because there are some great SNL movies.
I don't know if anything's better than Wayne's World.
I was going to say, I mean, for me is number one.
You know
one.
What we should do? Number two on, because I think we can all agree Wayne's World.
Well, you guys work on that for next week.
Yeah, I got you.
Can you work the YouTube cameras right now so I can do extreme close-up? Whoa!
Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking about Wang's World this morning, and for some reason, swing popped in my head for no apparent reason.
Did Claudia Schiffer come across?
There was
your
no
timeline?
Reason to say swing at 5 o'clock in the morning. My
it's
wife was incredibly
sleep. My will to live. Yeah. Such a great movie. We watched that movie way too many times at an age that we should have not been able to watch that movie, to the point that our dad had to take the VHS tape away.
Revitalized Queen there for a while.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Bohemian Rhapsody and Queen can definitely thank Wayne's World for their reemergence to the world. For people who never heard Queen is my favorite band. that was the first time I'd ever heard anything from Queen was that moment in Wayne's World.
If you're going to spew into this.
Gives him a little Dixie cup. Yeah, what a great movie.
Well, I'm about to spew because we are losing a college football tradition, at least for the foreseeable future, and that is the USC Notre Dame game. They will not be playing this game next year or the foreseeable future. Notre Dame is actually going to replace it with BYU. Notre Dame is going to be playing BYU. I already got three names for what that matchup can be called. It can be the Mormon Catholic kerfuffle. It could be the Catholic Mormon mixer, or it could be Latter Day versus Matter Day. How about that?
They're all winners.
All winners in my book.
Yeah, they're all winners. As long as it rhymes, you can sell it. You can promote that.
I personally like Latter Day versus Matter Day. I think that's my favorite one of the three. But USC Notre Dame are not going to be playing anymore. And quite frankly, I think that Notre Dame, at least probably as far as being the enemy, gets to be the back seat here for a week. Everybody was very upset with Notre Dame and they're bitching and moaning about missing the playoff. Right now, I think the bad guy in this situation is USC. Like, they have basically come out and said leading up to this decision where they're like, well, you know, we'd love to play this game, but the way that the college football playoff is structured now, you know, we got to make some decisions about the thing. They would basically rather play Sacramento State or UC Davis than play Notre Dame because it will
help
their
playoff. Well, they just want to play them earlier in the season. Before they,
I don't,
before both teams are good and before things are really at
well,
stake.
Well, no, I think before they don't want to have to rearrange the back end of the. I think my guess is the Big Ten doesn't want to rearrange the back end of the schedule.
Yeah, to avoid a non-conference game late in the year, right?
Yeah, have to put one. So if they wanted to play in the first few weeks of September, I think USC would do it. I think
they're just cowards and don't want to play an extra hard game after they move to the Big Ten and realize that's a little bit harder. You break up the Pac-12. And
well,
like,
I think there's Lincoln Riley, and then I think there's everybody else at USC that's looking long-term. I don't know how much longer Lincoln Riley will be there. I'd like to see the power conferences force Notre Dame to get into a power conference.
I think everybody's on board with that.
So if other teams aren't scheduling Notre Dame the way that they used to, and, you know, and they get left out a couple of times because, you know, if they take some losses and they don't have strength of schedule that they do in the Big Ten and the SEC and they get left out a couple of times, finally, I think they're going to be forced to get into a conference and help simplify things.
Also seeing this, and I mean, if this is true, this is interesting that USC and Notre Dame, USC was ready to compromise and play the 2026 game in November, but then USC learned of Notre Dame's agreement with the college football playoff to have a guaranteed spot if in the top 12.
Yeah. And that's they're not the only school. There's a lot of schools that are upset. There's like, wait a second, how did they get one and we don't? So if I'm in the top 12, why don't, so again,
it should be a no brainer.
Yeah.
Listen, man, Notre Dame is getting the number one. Notre Dame gets a lot of passes for a lot of stuff all the time.
And I think that's got to end.
The only team that gets to go, people are pissed about them not going, but they're the only team that doesn't have to play in a conference championship or didn't even get, there's not one that exists for them to play in. So yeah, I'm kind of with you, Joe. I think a lot of this is to kind of make sure that they don't have to play any tougher games towards the end of the season, because if you're good at that point and you had two losses, if you're Notre Dame at the beginning of the season and another one to USC at the end of the season, definitely takes you out of any type of conversation. So putting it a week zero, I don't know, if as long as they're still playing, I don't really care. I just won't want to see the game. Like, the Civil War doesn't hit the way it used to because it's like the third game of the season, so they're still playing, but nobody really cares. To be real, Joe, I think this is officially the end of college football as we know it, right? The tradition that we grew up with, as
well, it's
far
another,
as,
you know,
rivalry
nail
week
in the coffin as far as,
yeah,
that,
this yeah is like the college football that we grew up kind of loving and wanting to watch and consume. It's still a good product, you know, but it's a very different product than it used to be. Like, this is one of those reasons, like, it's hard to truly care about every team that's not yours anymore because you took away the rivalry games during rivalry week, during Thanksgiving and stuff like that. That's one time with family. You sit around and watch, you know, certain games, and now that part is gone. Now you've taken away one of the last rivalry games. So what's next? Army-Navy? It's going to be Army-Air Force?
I think they're going to move it. The biggest issue right now is they got to move up the starts of the college football playoff. They can't have it, the championship game, on January 20th.
No, they can't.
And so I think everything will get shoved up. Now, if they start earlier, they might have to go start the week before Labor Day. Because if the NFL wants to add an 18th game, I think they'll go the other way. I think they'll start the season Labor Day weekend too and move in on college football's territory. Yeah. They don't care.
And especially if you're going to wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the playoffs start between the end of the season and the first playoff game, some things are definitely going to have to be realigned for it to work.
Yeah, I just this situation, though, it's annoying. It's dumb. I mean, USC Notre Dame is probably a top three. I would say at least the third best rivalry game, maybe number two. You got Texas, Oklahoma. You have this. I mean,
Ohio State, Michigan.
You have the Army Navy game, Alabama, Auburn. Those are all great rivalries. I mean, the USC Notre Dame one, that just the colors, the grass field in South Bend. I mean, the Coliseum. This is just a matchup. Like, I hate USC. Notre Dame, I could care less about. I mean, I don't have like a hatred for them like I hate USC, but this game in particular always gets me up. It is a classic college football matchup. And, you know, you can make the argument, as Swag said, Notre Dame join a conference, but they at least go out of their way to try and schedule one good opponent per year. It seems like they are doing this whole ACC thing where they're trying to schedule games with them, but it seems like they try and get one out of conference, or they're not in a conference, but one game against an A&M like they did this year.
Well, that's not going to be enough moving forward. They need to have three or four the way that the SEC and the Big Ten are now set up. That's their problem.
And separating themselves from the ACC. And how
they need to make it clear. Very, very clear.
But I just, when I see this from USC, it's like, again, just the moves they have made, their transgressions over the last few years, leaving the Pac-12 and then going to the Big 12, realizing that's too hard. And now they don't want to play the Notre Dame game because of whatever reason they want to tell us. I think it's just because they see it as one more game that they've been losing every single year. They've lost 7 of the last 8 against Notre Dame. Like, that's just, it's at this point been an automatic loss. And quite frankly, Notre Dame, as far as talent, probably not recruiting this year because USC has had the number one class this year. They have separated themselves. And so I just think it's kind of a cowardly move. And I think it just doesn't benefit anybody. The only thing it benefits is USC's record because they're going to be playing, like I said, a Sacramento State, Cal Poly, or whoever the hell.
They don't want to face a 9, 10, 11 win Notre Dame at the end of the season, especially if USC happens to be doing well in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Not happy. Not happy, Bob. Moving over from college football, we're going to go over to the NFL. Why can't they just get one normal person in this position group? We do that next year. Dern Sprague, but it's Sports Saturday edition on the Fan Sports Network.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just one last final thought on this Notre Dame-USC conversation. Someone texted in. Notre Dame doesn't schedule any good opponents. Miami, that's it. BYU now, they are not that good. I hope the committee keeps ND out of the playoff. That confirmed P1 B-Rod. I mean, BYU has been good under Kalani Sitake. I mean, I would say really good under his regime. They played Texas A&M this year. And then, I mean, before they had their head-to-head matchup over the last couple of years with Texas A&M, they played Ohio State. In back-to-back years, before that, they played Florida State. They played Wisconsin when Wisconsin was playing better before the Luke Fickell era. So, I mean, Notre Dame, like I said, they do go out of their way to try and schedule one Power Five, I wouldn't say blue blood, but at least successful program seemingly year in and year out.
Yeah, no, they just this season alone, they had 4 top 25 teams on their schedule, and they won 2 of those games. The only 2 that they lost were at the beginning of the season against Miami and Texas A&M, so which were 2 teams that were just in the playoff as well. So it's not like they don't try to play. And you just named all the teams, rattled off some of the teams they played in the past few years.
I mean, even in the 2020 COVID year, they played Clemson, and Clemson was number 1 in the country at that point. 2019 and 2018, they played. 2019, they played Georgia. Who was a top 10 team. 2018, they played Michigan, who was a number 14 ranked team. So again, they at least make a conscious effort of trying to play big programs every year when they, again, if they're not going to be in a conference, this is what you got to do to try and up your resume, is playing good teams. And so I will give at least Notre Dame that. Over to the NFL, one of the biggest stories right now, if not the biggest story in the NFL that doesn't have to do with teams actually playing games, is fans punching players because DK Metcalf got his suspension yesterday for punching a Detroit Lions fan or attempting to punch. It looked like he missed. It looked like he did not get a clean fist-to-face on that. But yeah. DK Metcalf gets a 2-game suspension. And there's a lot of different ways that you can go with this. It's obviously, you can go East Coast sports radio guy and be outraged. How dare he put his hands on him? That is unbelievable. But to me, how does Pittsburgh, year after year, season after season, basically since Hines Ward, seemingly able to ensure themselves to get one crash out at wide receiver? Like, the run that they've had as far as wide receivers and just absolute, just, like, it is I don't even know what word to put on it, because every one of them is a different type of crash out. I mean, Santonio Holmes, legal trouble. Antonio Brown, don't need to say anything there. We've all followed that story. Chase Claypool, Martavis Bryant, Juju Smith-Schuster might be the most, like, actually well-rounded individual of the bunch. He just liked to do TikTok dances, essentially, and film the team in the locker room after games. Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, and now DK Metcalf. That is an unreal run of nut job wide receivers.
Curious if either of you have ever been to Pittsburgh before.
I have not been to Pittsburgh, no.
Yeah, the air quality sucks. traffic is terrible. The public transit system is awful.
Do you think it's literally just driving them insane?
Yeah, I think when you live in places like that, it can kind of drive you crazy, especially when you are big fish, small pond, you know, and obviously Pittsburgh is a big city, but you are a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, you're getting way more attention than you want to get at points. But yeah, I just think the character is a big thing, you know, and receiver is always going to be one of those diva positions. I think we have to kind of submit to the fact that
I get that, but it's just every single year, every 2 to 3 years, there's a new receiver in Pittsburgh where it's something. Like, I feel like franchises, they can go a couple years without have. I mean, like,
yeah,
hell, the Vikings, they have Justin Jefferson. And he seems like, you know, you want to talk about diva wide receivers. He's like the least diva number one wide receiver. And you think he would be. You think he would be flaming out, crashing out, especially with how this season's gone. But no, for the most part, it's like, oh, my God, he's actually been pretty level headed about what's going on there.
Yeah, no, it's just, I think it's just the character thing with a lot of these guys. Like, and the one thing you mentioned about all of those players, the George Pickens, DK Metcalf, Martavis Bryant, they're all super, super nice at what they do. Like, that's the thing about it. Like, and I think that's why you put up with the headache of an Antonio Brown. That's why you put up with the headache of a Chase Claypool and stuff like that. It's just you put up with – Hines Ward was a beloved character in Pittsburgh, was a beloved character around the NFL. Like, he's the ultimate – player and everything. He's got some Steve Smith in him, though, right? You know, just some, he's got some a-hole in him and some FU, and he will absolutely kind of take your head off if given the opportunity. That's just kind of the makeup of a Pittsburgh Steelers receiver. I think you kind of have to have that if you're going to be great there.
We could be looking at an all-time bag fumble, though. Have you seen what has come out of this
For 2 games that he's been suspended for? Which part?
Well, he is going to miss basically half a mil.
Yeah, 555,000.
I don't think you've seen the rest of this, Rashad. The 2-game suspension for what the NFL terms conduct detrimental to the league now voids at least $45 million in future guaranteed money for the Steelers receiver. Metcalf would still be able to earn that money over the next 2 years, but in his contract, it notes that if he fails to practice or play with the club for any reason, which includes player suspension by the NFL or club for conduct detrimental, his guarantees will be null and void.
Wow. That sucks.
You
said $45 million?
$45 million, yeah. In future game. Again, he could still earn that money if he is on the roster, yes, playing in the next couple of years. But like, if they cut bait after next season, like, they do not have to pay him the rest of that contract, which would be like $20 million.
Appealing. But yeah, he might get it knocked down to $1 million, but
yeah,
it's not going away.
Would have appealed by, I don't know, maybe not punching a fan.
And the thing is, you were winning. You won the game. So you hit a fan.
I don't know why
he
went over there in the first place.
That's so silly.
That's the part I don't get. Even if somebody's chirping at you, there's security down there.
Get him out of here. Hey, get him out of here. That's all you have to do. They're going to do that, whether he's wrong or not.
They'll at least move him up further.
Well, and like, now the fan is lawyered up and basically
I was assaulted by an NFL player. Yes. Give me everything. Because we don't see the hand actually hit him, but you see the hand hit.
Well,
like,
he reaches up and grabs the dude by the collar and pulls him down a little bit, says something, and then he tries to go in for the punch.
Oh.
Kind of nicks the chin a little bit. But
we're in the money. That's what I'm saying. All the way to the bank if that happens.
My favorite conspiracy theory that has come out of this is that the Steelers planted the fan in the crowd to make him do this so that way it would avoid the guarantees. I was like, boy, that's
diabolical.
They're playing chess. Well, DK's playing checkers right there. That's a diabolical move.
Yeah. Checkmate.
Yeah, and again, like, the whole, it's been going back and forth, like, I think Chad Johnson said that there was a racial component to what the fan said. The fan, rightfully so, is lawyering up because of what you said, is that an NFL player punched him, and he's going to try and get all the money out of it. The fan's trying to say that he was just calling him by his government name, which, hey, that could be fighting words as well, you know?
Yeah.
The one thing about the racial component that I push back on is, like, if you're going and dropping some racial slurs in Detroit, I don't think that's good. I think you're going to have fans punching fans at that point. I don't think that's going to work out well for that fan if he's just yelling down at the sideline, dropping the N-bomb on DK Metcalf. That's a bold move in Detroit if you want to pull that one.
Say it most places. Say it in Portland. You're probably going to get dropped too. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Taking a quick break. It's time for the Daily Ticker. Let's check in on the hometown team, shall we? Do that next here on Dirt and Sprague, a Sports Saturday edition on 105.1 The Fan and 1080 The Fan in the Fan Sports Network.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing's Bad Santa, the Cascadian Dark Ale that brings holiday cheer to your glass. Get on the naughty list with Bad Santa.
Daily Ticker time. Here on Dirt and Sprague. No guest. I did effort in to try and get Gundy, Eric Gunderson, Blazers reporter, analyst, what have you.
You say no?
Hey, at least he texted me back. He messaged me back.
How'd you get this number?
And he's doing holiday stuff, you know. He's got family, he's got things, and then
well, he got back-to-back games too.
So. And I'm sure also was like, yeah, no. It's Dirt or Sprague sending me a message. And, yeah, I'm down. But that was my one effort. I threw one pass and went incomplete, got picked off. And
the coach pulled you?
And I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Back on the bench, Fisher.
But I didn't want to spend this on the Trailblazers because played last night. They got a few games over the next few days before we come back on Monday. But they played last night in GD, man. What a missed opportunity. Like, it was a rough three quarters. Two quarters and 10 minutes,
late
I would
in the
say.
Third quarter.
Yes. Yeah, they were down 21 points with about a minute and a half left to go in the third quarter. That's when I checked out. I was just like, oh, okay.
They were good. 4 for 20 shooting threes. Then all of a sudden they get hot. Kate Cunningham fouls out. Here we go.
Yeah, at that point, the down 21, I was like, okay, your boy's sleepy. It's time for bedtime. Betty bite time. Slipped in my oversized shirt, and that's it. You know,
that's what you slept in?
You know, the nighttime, yeah, like when you were
Jeff Teague.
When you were a kid, you would just wear like the double XL t-shirt like that your dad gave you, and just, you know, boxers and undies, underoos. That was it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that point I was checked out. I was like, all right, time to get ready for bed. I kind of kept looking at the score, and then I was like, oh. They made a little quick little run there at the end of the third quarter. And then fourth quarter happened, and then it was all downhill for the Pistons. As Swag mentioned, Cade Cunningham fouled out. Tumani Kamara hits a three. They take the lead 199 with like 4 minutes left in the game. Let's go. Blazers, this would be a huge win. Fourth in a row, and you beat the Pistons, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference.
I think the best team in the East right now, right?
As far as record goes, I think you're right. I mean, I know that, Raptors have been close up there.
They had a 2-game lead over the Knicks.
Yeah, Knicks, they've obviously won the Cup. They won a few games here recently. So, yeah, I mean, this would be a huge win. And then they decided they didn't want to grab a defensive rebound. They wanted to miss free throws down the stretch. And they ended up letting the Pistons go on an 11-2 run in the last 4:13 of the game to lose the game to the Pistons. And like I said, just miss an opportunity, man. I mean, that would have been, I don't know about their best win of the season. Obviously, that OKC win earlier in the season.
OKC win, the Denver win.
Yeah. But, I mean, this would have been up there. This would have been up there as far as their best wins of the season go. And just, I mean, is there any more frustrating? I know that I lose my mind when I'm watching my son's seventh grade team and they can't grab a defensive rebound. For NBA professionals, and you're watching your team just, they get a lead, they come back in this game, and then they gave up 9 offensive rebounds in the last 4:13 of the game. 9!
Listen, man.
They missed 4 free throws.
Missed 4 free throws down the stretch.
Denny, that was my next point, too.
Denny missed 2. Donovan Clingan missed 2 at the line. Listen.
It's so frustrating. That's like the 2 things. Grab a rebound, make free throws.
Number one, if you're Donovan Mitchell, I wish we had Donovan Mitchell.
You're pulling an Anthony Bennett right now. I know, right? That I used to do.
If you're Donovan Clingan and you're 7'9", I'm so tired of watching him tap the ball as opposed to grabbing it. It's a lot of like tip, 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 as opposed to just going up and just grabbing the basketball and stuff like that. I'm watching him down there like kind of play with his food as opposed to just going and taking the ball and then doing something with it. That's really, really frustrating. Like, there's no reason that you should be out-rebounded towards the end of the game and you're the biggest person on the floor. I'm sorry. You don't even have to jump fully to dunk the ball. There's no reason that you should be out-rebounded by guys that are 6'8", 6'7", and otherwise. Like,
well, that was one of the more surprising things. I mean, Clingan is – having him on the court and you getting out-rebounded like that down the stretch. I mean, they had 22 offensive rebounds total in the game, but they had 9 of those in the last 4:13. After the Blazers took the lead late in the fourth quarter, that's when they had 9 offensive rebounds. That's just inexcusable, not just for Clingan, but just as the team as a whole. You cannot let that happen at that point in the game.
No.
I understand you've expelled a lot of energy to get back into the game and to take the lead, but just like close it out, fellas.
Yeah.
And don't give up 9 offensive rebounds. Like, you give up half of those, maybe 4, and you still giving yourself a better chance. And yeah, making free throws. This reminded me at the end of the like the Bulls game about a month ago or whatever, where they were missing free throws down the stretch. And he's had a couple of moments like that where it's just like, bro, make your free throws for the love of God. Just fundamental basketball.
Listen, when you go 22% from 3 and you have 19 turnovers and you go 67% from the line, you're not going to win against a great defensive team like this Piston squad. And
I'm curious, what is their where do they rank on free throw shooting in the league? Because I would imagine that it's at least in the bottom third.
Piss poor is what it is. It's just a bucket. That's what it looks like. So
let's see here.
Yeah, so I mean, this we got to remember too, we're playing without like 5 of our dudes. Right, and let's take Dame away. So let's say 4 of our dudes.
They're 20th in the league in free throw shooting. But again, I think that's what makes this game hurt even more is that like you could have gotten a good win and you were missing a lot. You're missing a lot of guys, and I guess it's catch 22 is that that's the good and the bad is that you almost had to win against one of the best teams in the league where you're missing a lot of guys. So what is this team going to look like when you get everyone back? And that's been, I feel like, said ad nauseum for the last few weeks. But
that's the only bit of silver lining that we have as Blazer fans right now is that, well, when we get everybody back
on paper.
Yeah. So that's where we are right now.
Yeah, it's just last night, that was brutal. That was a gut punch. I mean, there's been some losses this year, and I think this is the one thing that Blazer fans wanted coming into this season is to be competitive night in and night out, and for the most part, they have done that. This loss, this one stings, though, just in my book, just from the opponent, the what you did to get back in this game, and then what happened in the last 4 minutes of this game, where, again, the fundamental stuff of getting rebounds and making free throws. Again, that is the 2 things I was harping on my son to start this season. I was like, dude, you are too long, you are too lanky, too athletic to be get 1 rebound a game. If you sky up and go and grab that ball, kind of like what you're saying about Clingan, like not tapping him, not just getting a hand, go up and get that thing, you will help your team a hell of a lot more. And then making free throws, that's just... That will drive anybody crazy, no matter what. So, want to stick in the NBA, though, because we got an NBA Christmas Day slate. We're going Jump Shot Joe next. What's Brandon's name? Is it Basketball Brandon or is it Bucket Brandon? I feel like he, or is it NBA Dirt?
It's NBA Dirt.
Is Brandon? Oh, yeah. Blue Line Brandon.
Blue Line Brandon. That's when he right. talks
yeah.
hockey.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to Jump Shot Joe next because I want to talk about this NBA slate. Dare I say, NBA slate Christmas Day better than the NFL's?
Easy.
We get to that next year. Dirt and Sprague, Fan Sports Network.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We were just having a moment in here, Rashad, Swigart, and myself, because I came across a Twitter account. What is it? At NCAA Tapes College Performances. And what they've been doing recently is just highlight reels of college basketball players over the like last 10, 15 years. But the one I saw yesterday was Luke Herangode of Notre Dame. And I thought of like the Star Wars line. Now that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. And then there's just other videos popping up. Matt Howard at Butler. Ali Farouk-Manish from Northern Iowa. There was a couple other on here too, where I was just like, oh my God. And it made me really long for the days of the old, like Big East days. That's when I was the biggest college basketball fan, was when one, Pitt basketball was good. Cause that's my team in college basketball, hail to Pitt. But when they had like DeJuan Blair, Ashton Gibbs, Sam Young, it was the Pitt, Syracuse, UConn, Georgetown, West Virginia, Notre Dame. Those Big East days, that's when I was the biggest college basketball fan. And I miss those days. I'm nostalgic for them. Makes me sad.
Yeah, for me, it was really the 90s, you know.
Mid-80s was its heyday.
Oh, the mid-80s, obviously. Like, Chris Mullin is my,
Patrick Ewing days.
Absolutely, man. Patrick Ewing, we forget how dominant of a college player he was, and then how sought after for so many NBA teams. They say that they cheated in the draft.
Well, it's funny
to be able to get Patrick Ewing back then.
We've got like three different generations of Big East basketball. Because yeah, Swag's got the '80s on lock. You got the '90s, and I'm younger. I'm 10 years younger than you, 20 than Swag. So it's like those mid 2000s, late 2000s, early 2010s. That is my heyday of college basketball where, again, I was a Pitt fan, and so watching the Big East tournament, Madison Square Garden, I remember even saying one of my best friends, and how we became best friends was in high school, I found out there was some other kid that was a Pitt Panther basketball fan too. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was like, there's someone else that's a Pitt Panther basketball fan?
Yeah, they're out there.
That's how our friendship started. And I even remember, like, there are a couple of years I'm like, dude, we got to make it out to the Big East tournament at MSG. We got to plan a trip sometime. And I said to him at one point even, I was like, you know, if we can't make it happen next year, it's all right. Well, we'll get there eventually. The Big East will never die.
No, it'll be here forever.
I literally said those words, too. I was like, Big East, it'll be around forever. We'll be able to go, you know, sometime. Don't worry about it. And, yeah. The Big East, it's still around in basketball, but it's
around-ish. You know, it's around-ish.
They're still playing basketball in the Big East Conference, yes, but it is not the same.
Every now and then, somebody from the Big East will have a great season, and we'll start following them for the most part. But there was a time to where, and Swag can attest to this, I just followed players. Like, there were so many great college basketball players, and a lot of them kind of lived in the Big East at that point. You know, in the 90s, as a 90s kid who was in middle school, in the 1990s, like, to watch Ray Allen and Allen Iverson, you know, play in the Big East against each other and stuff like that was, like, must-see TV. Allen Iverson with the black and white Jordan Concords on, like, hey, like, that was something to see at that point.
You had Ewing and David Wingate and that crew with the Georgetown. That was when they had those gray and navy blue Nikes.
Those were so dope.
Those blew up everywhere.
Absolutely, man. And those Georgetown jerseys are still, like, Georgetown and Cincinnati will always have the dopest college basketball jerseys to me in history.
Now, again, I'm nostalgic now. I'm sad. This is the classic meme where it's like, when wives and girlfriends are like, oh, how was it hanging out with your friends? Like, how's their job doing? Or how's work going for them? I'm like, oh, no, we didn't talk about that. Well, how's their wife doing? Ah, we didn't really talk about that either. Well, what did you guys do for 4 hours? We talked about Big East basketball from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. For 4 hours? Yeah, I think it was about 4 hours.
We talked about Virginia Tech football from 2000 for a little bit. It was a lot of fun to watch. You had to be there.
Speaking of basketball, we have an NBA Christmas Day slate. I'm going to say it. NBA Christmas Day slate is better than the NFL slate.
By far.
100%.
And I know that
the numbers won't prove it out for no good reason. But
there are listeners that are not going to have it, but I'm having it. All right. Give me Cavs, Knicks, 9 a.m. Spurs, Thunder. Huge game, 11:30 right there. Mavericks, Warriors at 2 o'clock. Rockets, Lakers, that's a fun game.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
O'clock. And then their nightcap is Timberwolves, Nugs. Oh, give it to me, baby.
I would have much rather they switch the nightcap.
Well, I think you got the midday where you can take your food coma nap, clean up a little bit, that sort of thing. Because, some of the injuries there are taken away from that the midday game. But, no, the first two should be outstanding. The Garden, noon Eastern time, right there, 9 a.m., right after
Christmas
you've opened,
morning. Yeah,
after
that's
you've
sick.
Opened your presents and you've had your pastries and what have you there, just settling in on the couch. Kids are playing with the presents. You're taking it in. And then, Spurs Thunder rematch from that Cup semifinal game should be outstanding.
See, I can't wait to be over at my dad's house and putting that on at 11:30. And like, I don't know if he even knows who Victor Wembanyama is. And so giving him the education lesson on who he is, that will be a fun time. The NFL slate,
ugh.
Cowboys, Commanders, 10 a.m.
Yeah, injuries in the season ravaged it and what looked like it would probably be good on paper. And this is why the NFL has the problem of determining their schedule way out in front. Not that the NBA doesn't do it, but NBA is usually a little better about figuring it out.
Lions Vikings is the only game worth watching at 1:30 just because
the Lions need to win. If they lose, they're out.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And then 5:15, Broncos, Chiefs. The Broncos are a 13.5 point favorite. I don't even know who the Chiefs are going to have at quarterback.
They don't either.
Me. I'm starting for the Chiefs. Christmas Day. Merry Christmas.
Tune in Prime Video 5:15 for now. Hey, now you got me maybe saying that the NFL slate is better if you got Rashad Taylor taking snaps with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, if Uncle Phil can do it and get out there and throw some touchdowns, damn it, why can't I?
Yeah. Again, NBA, and this happened to me like, I want to say maybe 2-3 years ago at Christmas. I tried to have the NBA games on, and I think like my brother-in-law and my dad both, what is this? Put on the Rams game when the Rams were playing, I think it was when Baker Mayfield was playing. And that was the one bad year for the Rams.
Trash.
It was, yeah. And I was just like, dude, no. And I'm trying to sell the NBA and what game was on. They were not having any of it. I will not let that happen this year.
No. Stand your ground.
Plus, my dad does not have Netflix. So, I mean, that's
easy.
Easy win right there. That'll be very easy to overcome. Yeah, I'm ready for NBA basketball on Christmas Day. Jump Shot Joe's here, baby. Hour number four coming up. We have to look at the playoff picture as it currently stands, some Super Bowl odds, because one of the teams with the best odds, I mean, shouldn't be surprising, but still caught my eye. We also do have Mail Sack coming up here in the second or the last hour, rather. So send in your questions. They have been flowing in. So please do that. But we get to the NFL playoff picture next. Hour number four, Dirt and Sprague, but a Sports Saturday edition with Joe Fisher and Rashad Taylor here on the Fan Sports Network.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.